You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've made New Year's resolutions before, but none of them ever went anywhere. Why bother trying to change when it never works out? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm not sure about this new year.
And Jed Brewer.
It's here, baby. It's here.
Yeah, I've had enough of 2016.
Yeah, we're not sorry to see that one go. We are answering a question that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I've made New Year's resolutions before, but none of them ever went anywhere. Why bother trying to change when it never works out? And Glenn, I think this is actually, especially this time of year, something we can all relate to, kind of having the big visions for a lot of changes, maybe those not going that well. What are the things we should take from that? Maybe even more importantly, what are the things we should not take from that?
Well, as people may be aware of who have heard the show before, we work with men and women who are behind bars, and we work with them on the streets afterwards, helping them find social service needs that they may have, helping them plug into churches as part of our work and our ministry. And the thing is, we end up dealing with a lot of people who are not only trying to get off drugs and alcohol, but people who are just trying to make changes, positive changes in their life. Here's the thing about that is almost essentially 0% of the time does that work on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of a permanent change is just something that we sort of flip a switch and we're changed is a bit of a misnomer. We really have to think in terms of this may take multiple attempts and learning from our failures in order to get where we're going, and we need to be comfortable with that from the beginning.
Yeah,
that's absolutely right. And Jed, one of the interesting things about the profile of people we work with is, as Glenn points out, they're not great at making changes the first round, but they're actually not any worse than that in anyone else.
Nope.
It turns out whether you're from an extraordinarily challenged background with addiction and poverty and all these things we talk about, people we work with in our day job, or just someone who wants to stop smoking or lose a couple pounds or whatever it is, making changes is just hard, right?
It's super, super hard. Here's the hard numbers on that. So every year, about half of everybody in America says, it's the new year, I'm going to make a big change, roughly speaking. The numbers are 8% of them make that change.
Right.
That's 1 in 12 people. That's how that plays out. That, practically speaking, means no one does that.
Right.
It basically, pretty much everybody, if you say, you know, half of people do it every year, every couple of years, everybody tries to make a big change. Statistically, none of them do. You know, everybody. So what that means is if you've tried to make a big change in the past and it hasn't worked out, welcome to the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
We're all there. Jump in. The water's fine. But the good news is, as Glenn's saying, your past backslides, your past, you know, mess-ups, they don't say anything at all about your ability to make a positive change in the future. The future is wide open for you, guaranteed.
That's absolutely right. It's a very important point here that there's really no such thing as people who are good at and just enthused to make big changes in their lives. Most people, if they do end up making a big change, it's far less of a big declaration of I've decided that this is the year of self-betterment, and it's a confluence of circumstances and motivations and things outside their control. And really what that means is, to go back to my person's question of why bother to try to change anything when it never works out, go back to where you learned started, it always kind of works out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a little something, you get a little better, you know. You don't lose 20 pounds, but you lose a couple, and you know, you learn that you like yoga or whatever it is, so there is always some success to be found there if we're looking for it. We're going to come back to give you some more insight on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
God, don't let me quit. Jesus, I don't have the strength unless you give me it. God, don't let me go. Selling out on who I am when you have bought.
God, don't let me sing.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm once again here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I definitely don't like yogurt, no matter what.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And Jed Brewer?
Yogurt's delicious, Glenn.
Okay.
It's the best snack.
It's really not.
It's brought to you by the American Yogurt Council.
Big yogurt got to you, didn't they, Jed? It's essentially eating fungus. There's just no... There's part of your brain that always knows that.
That's right.
As you can tell, one of our New Year's resolutions on this show is probably not having a better attitude about eating healthy.
That's right.
But we are answering your question about New Year's resolutions. It came down to our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, that says, I've made New Year's resolutions before, but none of them ever went anywhere. Why bother trying to change when it never works out? And we talked a lot in the first segment about how a lot of desires, New Year's resolutions, desire to make big changes, don't work out. And the numbers on that. And Jed, maybe you can start us off this segment talking about maybe a little bit of why we think that might be.
Absolutely. Here's what most people do when they make a big change. I'm going to try super hard. I'm going to grit my teeth, use all the willpower I've got, and really go after it. I guarantee you that will not work.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. As Glenn mentioned previously, our whole job is helping people make changes and really big, hairy, scary, difficult changes. The thing you need is not willpower. The thing you need is good strategy. There's just no way around that. If you think about it for a second, to build a house, you need a blueprint. You can't just nail boards together super hard and just really want it and then a house results out of it. That super design. You have to have a plan. And you work from the plan and you follow the plan that leads to a house. Making changes works the exact same way. You need a blueprint and a strategy and a plan.
Absolutely. And one of the big myths I think we have looked at here with the idea of these kind of big changes is that it does come down to gumption and willpower and how bad do you want it and all that stuff, which there's something we all like about that idea that I can just really anything I apply myself to real hard I can do, but Glenn, this thing Jed's talking about here with strategy is actually very good news in that willpower is kind of, if you, as we were talking about the first segment, if you experience enough failures, you can write that up as, I just don't have the inherent things it takes of willpower to make changes. But if the problem with strategy, you can just find a better strategy, right?
Exactly right. And I think that's the right way of looking at it. Willpower is the weakest thing in the universe and has no power to really make the kind of changes that you're looking to make. Whereas a good strategy allows me to use less and less willpower. In fact, that's the perfect strategy would be one that requires the least of me applying willpower to make it go. But I don't think we're drawn to that. I think we're drawn to, as you're saying, that extreme, I'm going to do the thing that's going to really make this change is if I really gumption it out. And that's actually not how we make changes in our lives. If we have a smart strategy, it feels like we're barely changing things. We're just going from one thing I enjoy to another thing that I enjoy pretty much. Mm-hmm. And it's also giving me positive results. That's the kind of thing we're looking for here.
I think you're absolutely right. And this you mentioned about the idea of a perfect strategy kind of being one where the less work you put into it, we might say in an engineering sense, you know. Driving a internal combustion engine car on some level is easier than running because it requires less work from your legs. I think one of the things we find, we might not call willpower, but things like joy and motivation and energy, when you find a good strategy, it makes it easier to actually better utilize those things, and you will feel like you have more of it to make changes because you're applying it in a better way. It's a big part of what we're doing. We're going to come back to look at this just a little more right here in the Bridge Loud.
Cleanses from unrighteousness.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Well, I don't know about all this working out talk.
Okay.
It's a fair point. And Jed Brewer?
No one knows about all this working out talk, let's be honest.
It makes me feel like you were trying to imply that I should be.
I don't recall any of us saying the phrase working out, but the persecution is real. That's the
yes.
thing.
Message received.
Yes.
Right. So we are continuing to answer a question about New Year's resolution here on The Bridge Loud. A question that came in our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I've made New Year's resolutions before, but none of them ever went anywhere. Why bother trying to change when it never works out? And we've looked at the massive number of resolutions that fail. We've looked at some reasons for why that is, the difference between strategy and willpower. And Jed, can you give us one kind of a little more, put some more bones in that idea of a strategy. What kind of strategy are we looking for here?
So a strategy is a thing, when you get up tomorrow morning, what are you going to do to achieve this goal, right? I mean, how's that, just practically speaking, how's that going to work? A strategy tells you what steps you're going to take that day in order to achieve this goal. So most common New Year's resolution is weight loss. Trying to lose weight is not a strategy. It's a goal. Weight Watchers is a strategy.
Right.
It's helped a crazy number of people lose weight. It's very effective. It doesn't work
for Oprah. Good enough for Oprah. Are you better than Oprah?
Dang straight. The Weight Watchers is a strategy and a plan. It's a series of steps you can take to help you lose weight. It's a good one. Likewise, I want to quit drinking. That's a goal. How we do it is a different thing. AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, is a strategy. It's literally a series of steps that you take in order to get to a place of sobriety. In both cases, these are strategies that millions of people have used and have used successfully. They're time-tested and they're proven, and that's what you want to look for in your own life.
It really is. We talked in the last segment about this idea of people liking the idea of willpower and gumption, even though it's not the most helpful thing. I think a similar thing can happen with strategy. I think people like the idea that the revolutionary breakthrough, cutting edge, high tech idea is the one that's going to break through, when if you really look at it, in the broad strokes of strategy, what you want is stuff that has worked for a long time. Jed mentioned before about building a house. Essentially works the same way now as it did in the Middle Ages. You need a foundation, you need framing, you need to put stuff on it. That's a good thing. That's not a failure. You want things that are time-tested and proven. And one of the places that's put together a cool study in this is actually the American Psychological Association. So if you go to apa.org/helpcenter/resolution.aspx, because they're psychologists, not web designers.
Right.
You can also Google APA New Year's resolutions. They'll take you the same thing. But they put together kind of their greatest hits of here are the things that good strategies involve. And you can read up those more for yourself. It's very good stuff. But I'll give you the headlines of all these. It's five things. It's start small, change one behavior at a time, talk about it, don't beat yourself up, and ask for support. Whatever good strategy you find, it's probably going to have that element. Weight Watchers has that. AA has that. All sorts of good stuff that says when it's smart, long-term changes, it's going to have those things. Again, if you search American Psychological Association New Year's Resolutions, you find a little more bones on that. There's a lot of good stuff on there. We'll be back to you one more time here on The Bridge Loud.
You.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like the weight that I am.
And Jed Brewer.
I celebrate your weight, Glenn.
You probably shouldn't. I'm too fat.
Okay.
Well, that body positivity resolution didn't last very long for old Glenn there, did it? We continue to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com and says, I've made New Year's resolutions before, but none of them ever went anywhere. Why bother trying to change when it never works out? So we've looked a lot at kind of strategy and willpower and good stuff and bad ideas on that. And one of our New Year's resolutions on The Bridge Loud, one of the things we're not looking to change, we're looking to lock it in and keep the way. We're going to keep bringing you the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
That's right. And Glenn, you and Jed both mentioned that during our day job, working with kind of folks on the street, behind bars, kind of gangs, we're looking to help them change their lives. The reason they've come to our bridge services are doing is they're saying, I want to make a change. So over years and years of doing that, what have you learned about how to help people do that?
Well, I think the main thing is to recognize it's never too late. Mm-hmm. As long as you're on the green side of the grass, as we say, it's never too late. And we have this way of really, as we were referencing in the last segment, we have this way of letting guilt and shame really sap us of our energy and our drive to move forward and be committed to the process and the smart strategies we were talking about before. But I think when we talk about helping people make spiritual changes, which is what our work involves, it's about starting from a place of let's take the guilt out of this picture. The problems you came through and came into a bad state, that's all something you came by honestly. Mm-hmm. These were things that happened to you. In some cases, you had no control over, and it led to you being in the state that you're in now. But to give yourself a bit of a break on that. Let's just take the guilt out of this situation. Recognize that it's never too late. And in our case, if you're making spiritual changes, it's about recognizing that God's rooting for you, that he's there for you on the other side of that process and is receiving you. Even if this feels like a failed attempt, you are going to learn something from that. You're going to gain something from that. So even that's part of a positive move forward. So we don't want to have any of that guilt or shame. Okay, you backslid, fine. But again, you're going to learn something from that backslide that's going to be part of a more permanent state of being able to stick to this change.
You're absolutely right. I think one of the things we have all learned in our lives about making changes is that that's the way God feels about us. It's never too late. There's no screw up too big. It's something that needs to happen. That's a good thing. He's on your side on that. He wants to see that happen. He wants to give you the tools to do that. That's the same way we feel about you. That's the reason we do this show, because we believe, because we've seen with our own eyes, that people can make big honking changes.
Yep.
People can pull the 180, the thing they never thought they could have, never thought they can do. That can happen. We need the Lord to make that happen. Maybe there are people out there who can do that on their own. It's not us.
Right.
We need divine intervention on that, but we know that's going to work for you too. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.